I'm Liam Willis. This is RTV Sports. What's in Liam's head? I'm here with Glick, Hatch, and Bebo, and we're going to talk college and professional hoops today. First, we're going to talk about sleeper teams. Personally, I got to go with Kentucky as my sleeper team. They got Tyler Herro, PJ Washington, and I think they can make a run because, I mean, Tyler Harrow's a god, shot creator. No one can guard him. And then Cam Reddish is hurt for Duke, so I don't think they can do anything on that. And then it's all I got to do is shut down Zion and RJ, which I don't think will be a big problem, but I think Duke can definitely come out second.
I got to go with West Virginia. They got Jordan McCabe, the best flashy white basketball player that will ever be.
Godlike.
In the team.
Godlike. All right, sleeper players. I got to go with either Jordan McCabe or Tyler Herro. Been rocking with them for a while. Going to keep rocking with them. Like I said, you can't guard Tyler Herro off the dribble. You can't guard Jordan McCabe off the dribble. I mean, Jordan can't finish like Tyler can, but Jordan sets his teammates up better. So we could look at like a 12-assist, 11-assist season for Jordan, which will definitely help his draft stock. I think Tyler Herro could mess around and maybe go top 10.
I gotta go with Romeo Langford. He's gonna be really cold this year.
Yeah, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. They can probably make a big run in the Sweet 16, maybe Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. See how it works out.
We got a March Madness prediction. I'm gonna have to go to Kentucky, like I said. Tyler Herro can't. He can't be guarded. Cam Reddish is hurt, so he's gonna come off an injury and can be playing as good. Then RJ Barrett and Zion. I mean, you can't do nothing about that.
Duke's going to win it all, so
Duke,
it don't matter.
You think Duke going to be Kentucky?
Only team that's going to win is Duke.
Heck no.
They going number one, bro.
They got Zion. RJ Barrett can lock down Tyler Herro.
RJ Barrett can lock down Tyler Herro, bro.
Zion can lock down
RJ Barrett's 6'7 point guard. Swole.
Tyler Herro is Tyler Herro.
Straight meat.
He's not that good.
Tyler Herro is white.
Your hand can literally be touching his nose, and he'll still make the shot over you.
Okay. RJ Barrett's 6'7.
He's not athletic enough.
Athletic. Got the strap.
He is white.
Step back at the three.
Bro, Kentucky's going to drop Duke off, I promise.
No.
Anybody that wants to bet money can bet money.
Mm-mm.
Nobody?
No. Zion and RJ are like the dynamic duo. So.
Tyler Herro, PJ Washington, dynamic duo. PJ Washington got Clampers. Tyler Herro, godlike. And then first in the draft, I'm going to go with RJ.
I mean, RJ's going number one.
I mean, I know it's just this.
RJ or Zion, because Zion has the name, the big name.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's just dissing him and all, but I mean, RJ's been playing pretty cold. He averaged 20-something on their Canadian tour. So I think he might go first.
That's the Canadian tour, though.
Yeah.
Playing scrubs.
I don't know, but I think Zion is a sleeper for number one. I think he can definitely go number one. Cause he's
Zion a sleeper?
He has to prove himself.
Zion is not a sleeper.
Just for the number
he
one
is,
pick.
Though.
Just
he,
for the number one
He has
one
to
pick.
Prove himself. Everybody thinks he's just
he's
an
like,
athlete.
That's true.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, it is what it is.
And then, I don't know, I think there could be some other people. Like, I think Bobo could go first, because, I mean, it depends. But, like, if a team with number one pick already has a good point guard.
Bobo's like 7'7", but like 7'2", but like 10 pounds.
He's too skinny.
He's going to get bullied.
He's a point guard.
He's going to get bullied.
That's my ball prediction. Bobo going number one. That's my ball prediction. Well, I mean,
he needs to get more weight on his bones. He's too little.
But, well, I mean, if a team has the first pick and they already got a good point guard, like, they're not going to want to draft RJ Barrett.
Why not?
They don't want to draft a stick either.
Bro, he's going to be good in the NBA, bro. Joel Embiid was a stick when he came in the league. Look at him now.
Yeah, but he had 6 years.
Joel
he had 6
Embiid?
Years of injury.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All he could do is rehab and work out.
Hey, Bobo going to be godlike just like his daddy.
No.
His dad. 7 blocks a game, 5 blocks a game.
He was like 7'7".
Boy, hey, Bobo got everything his dad had on defense, plus offense.
His dad had the strap, though. He could shoot.
Bobo got a better strap? What you mean?
I don't know. His dad was like the first
Heck
big
no.
man to shoot threes.
Okay, he might have been, but Bobo has a way better strap. All right, NBA sleeper teams. I'm going to go with the Nuggets. Nuggets always miss the playoffs by like one or two games. That sucks. So I think they'll be able to close it out better.
With who?
Jokic.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets are going to be cold.
Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Paul Millsap, Michael Porter Jr.
They got three young dudes that are developing.
Isaiah Thomas, too.
Yeah, okay.
I got to go with the Wizards, even though they're in the East. The East is not going to win, but they picked up Dwight Howard this offseason. He dropped, 18 points a game last year.
Mm-hmm. He had 30 rebound game last year. But, yeah, they could definitely go off. And I think another sleeper team could be the Cavs. People are counting the Cavs out. I mean, they drafted Colin Sexton, and then – I think if they do his development right, he can turn into a franchise player.
Not this year. Yeah, maybe next year.
I don't know. Colin Sexton is the best player in the draft.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No. That leads us into our next question.
He got the best mentality in the draft.
That leads us to our next question. Best rookie. All right, hashtag Colin Sexton. Best mentality.
Luka.
Young Bull.
Luka.
Colin Sexton, Young Bull.
What you think, Glick?
I don't know.
You don't know? But you don't think it's Colin?
It's definitely not Colin Sexton.
Colin Ball, bro.
I think DeAndre Ayton is the best rookie as of right now. I think Luka might be cold for 3 or 4 years, but I think Luka's already had a ceiling. I don't think he's going to last out.
Or Marvin Bagley.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Marvin Everybody Bagley, a monster, Marvin. Boy.
He on the Kings. He ain't going to get no type of wins.
But he'll get all the minutes, and they're going to do all the shots to him.
Oh, no. This team's really young.
So. Yeah. So he might put up the best numbers, though.
But he has to develop his shot, too, because all he can do is post work.
Hey, DeAndre Ayton got a Yopla. We got award predictions. MVP, I got to deal with LeBron. He's going to be the Lakers. I mean, Lakers are my team, but the players aren't that good. They're not that developed. And I think LeBron's going to set up a lot of his players to do better. I think LeBron is going to have like a crazy season like you've never seen before.
Low-key, I think it might be Anthony Davis. He's going off at the end at the beginning and at the end of last year.
Yeah. He doesn't win, though.
Yeah,
he
I
just
think
puts
it's
up
a
good numbers, but
I,
never.
I
wins.
Think it's the Pelicans key at the top five, top four seed. And Andy,
he has to go off because DeMarcus Cousins left. He has to go off.
Oh, he gonna put the Warriors out 80.
And he got Julius Randle.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Kyrie Irving's gonna win it though, coming back off the injury.
Yeah, if he averages, if they win like 55 games, he averages like 26-5.
I didn't get to see enough of him last year.
Yeah,
he really could have done something.
The most improved player. I got to go with Lonzo. Lonzo gets his scoring up. LeBron's gonna get his scoring up. He can get his assist numbers up. And his transition numbers up. So Lonzo averaged maybe 8 more points, 2 more assists. That could be a wrap.
I think Dennis Smith, just because he got a good rebounding and rim defender post, and then he has Lucas to help him space the floor out and make his shooting percentages go up and hopefully his assist. And he's a crazy athlete, so.
There you go, Dennis. Only dropped 15 last year, rookie year.
Probably Jason Tatum. He's only getting better.
That's true. And I think sixth man of the year could be Kyle Kuzma, because with LeBron coming in, they're probably going to bench him, which they shouldn't, but they're probably going to. And last year, Kuzma averaged 16 starting, so I think he could like definitely.
I feel like they'd work him in.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't think.
I feel like they'll move Ingram to the 2, LeBron to the 3, and maybe Kuz at the 4.
Kuzma's trash, so.
Kuzma's not trash. Kuzma is cold. Trash. He's the steal of the 2017 draft.
He was 27th pick in the draft.
He is cold.
Who is better than him?
Who is better than him
in the draft?
Larry Markkanen. It's the only other 4 that's better than him.
I'm not paying attention to the draft. All I know is Goose was just fat. So
he ain't fat.
He can shoot, though.
And he can play defense, some.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he rebounds good.
Only thing he's going to be good is because they got LeBron.
The best rookies last year and from the draft class go not Dennis Smith. I don't know why I said that. Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Lonzo, Lauri Markkanen, Kuzma.
Dennis Smith.
I said from the draft class. Ben
Simmons has been a rookie for 4 years.
Ben Simmons has been a rookie for 4 years.
Right.
Donovan Mitchell changes games, though. Last year they lost Gordon Hayward. The Jazz are expected to be like 10th seed in the West. Donovan Mitchell carried them to a 4th seed. Russell Westbrook, one of the best point guards of all time. He had Paul George.
He doesn't know how to win.
And trash Melo.
Well, Melo brings every team down. That's why the Rockets are going to be trash this year.
Westbrook and Paul George got dropped off by Donovan Mitchell, a rookie. 20-year-old.
Cold.
Who, Donovan? Then,
Donovan? Yeah.
He developed a handle this summer, too.
And then Coach of the Year, I think it's going to be Luke Walton. He's going to change the Lakers around.
He already did. Really.
You mean Coach LeBron?
Steve Kerr,
basically.
That'd be crazy. Defensive Player of the Year. I'm going to be bold and go with Bamba.
I think it's going to be Rudy Gobert again.
I feel like Bamba, they're going to like.
He probably won't even start.
Whoa, who can start over him?
Vucevic?
They're about to trade him.
Yeah.
To who?
I don't know. He's just on the trade market.
That dude's super skinny. He's not athletic enough to be in the NBA right now.
Who? He had the fastest 40 time.
Blasphemy.
By a lot.
Okay, like, size-wise.
He had a better 40 time than Westbrook and John Wall.
Who are we talking about?
Bamba.
Wow. Bamba's like a bully. Bamba's too small.
He's so small. He's way too light.
What about you, Hatch? Who do you think the defensive player of the year going to be?
If Avery Bradley steps it up like he did when he was on Boston, either him or Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. And then we got championship predictions. I'm going to have to deal with the Lakers. Last year, LeBron, every single game was close except game 4. And then this year, LeBron got a better point guard, shooting guard, power forward, center, and everyone else on the bench is better.
All right, the Warriors got Boogie and the same team that they had last year. So
Warriors are the all-star team.
It doesn't even matter.
Hey, I bet money with anybody.
It doesn't even matter.
I'm talking hundreds of dollars.
The Lakers aren't going
with anybody.
I will bet you hundreds of dollars that the Lakers will not
like
even
7th seed, 6th
hey,
seed.
Make
it to I'll this. Bet you 25.
Hey, we're going to see. Hey.
Lucky if they get 5th seed.
Whoa, hey. Let's not be blasphemous, man. Let's not be blasphemous.
7th or 8th seed.
Whoa, hey.
The top. Maybe whoa. Top. The highest they're going to get is 6.
Whoa, yeah.
What? Yeah, I'll go with that.
Highest they're going to get is 3rd. Yeah, first Warriors.
The highest one is 3rd. You're sitting pretty low.
First going to be the Warriors because the Rockets care about first might be the Rockets because they care about the regular season a lot. Yeah. Second might be Warriors because they hold themselves to the playoffs. Third.
Rockets are going
to Lakers.
Lakers are not getting 3rd too.
We're going to see.
No.
All right. Well, that's RTV Sports for this week, the podcast. What's in Liam's head? And we'll catch y'all in 2 weeks.